300 million years ago, a meteor came into this area and struck the Earth going about 50,000 miles an hour. The Serpent Mound is built right on the very edge of the crater. And there's magnetic anomalies and faults that go across the Serpent Mound, and that the Native Americans could douse them, and they could feel the positive energy that's coming out of the ground.
If you bring a compass to the Great Serpent Mound, there's certain spots where the compass needle just keeps going. So obviously, we have some weird magnetic fields there and also some gravitational anomalies. Elements not indigenous to the area, including one of the rarest elements on Earth, iridium.
When we look at the location of the Serpent Mound, we find not only that there is iron, that there is uranium, but also iridium. Iridium can withstand temperatures up to 2000 Celsius. It is non-corrosive, and it's actually been used in unmanned spacecraft.
A lot of iridium apparently comes from outer space, rather than being found on the Earth. There is a use of iridium for thermoelectric circuits.